6 weeks, and it impacts the bigger stables who have two stables in Sydney and Melbourne, most of all, including Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace. Kieran Maher joins me this morning. Good morning, Kieran. How are you?
Great, thanks, Michael.
Was it a shock to hear that news yesterday?
I suppose nothing's a shock in these current times, but I was probably a little surprised, but I suppose with Flemington being, I suppose, very close to a hot spot, you know, maybe that's the reason. I'm not sure what their reasoning was, but it shouldn't impact us too much in the next sort of 6 weeks, but deeper into the spring, you know, if it continues to stay in place, it would have obviously a big impact.
Would you have many horses that you would be usually this time transporting between Melbourne and Sydney with your two stables?
Usually sort of once a week or at least every fortnight we do move, especially the young horses. I like to sort of get them used to travelling, so we do move them, but, you know, it's not going to make a huge impact, I wouldn't think, to our horses, as I said, but there's enough horses in Sydney that sell and pre-train and race up there. It will sort of have, an impact on, so if there's a particular race that we've been targeting, might be sort of a midweek or a Saturday race up there, there's not a lot of those horses. You know, there's most of them are either racing here or racing up there at the moment.
Do you have any of your good horses in Sydney, or do you keep them mostly in Melbourne?
Oh yeah, definitely. Got Prague, Hollyfield. You know, a couple of really nice two-year-olds that are kind of progress into their three-year-old year, and some will be Guineas type. Hopefully, Guineas type horses, and Prague could be a Coolmore type horse as well. So, yeah, definitely.
How are they going, actually? And when are we likely to see them resume?
They've just done their first. They've done a few lots of pace work and an improving gallop, and a race like the San Domenico might be a nice kickoff for Prague, with a view for having spot on for the Golden Rose. And Hollyfield, his target probably Caulfield Guineas, I would say.
I spoke to Craig Williams yesterday. I said, what horse in the spring are you looking forward to? And without missing a beat, he said, Loving Gabby. He said, what she did last campaign, she's an absolute beast. You'd be happy to hear that. How has she come back?
She's always been sort of ahead of her time, Loving Gabby. You know, as a two-year-old, she looked like a three-year-old. And when she was racing the older horses last prep, as a three-year-old filly, she's the biggest horse in the mounting yard, and she's very impressive. She's come back well from her break, and she's just in the early part of her campaign. She's done her pre-training. She's back into the stable, so, very exciting swing for her. Her targets are sort of the Everest into the Eagle would be her main two targets this prep.
Are you confident you've got a slot lined up for her?
There's still a lot of slots available. I think a horse like her should get in. But this time last year, a lot of the slots were already taken. But everyone seems to be just waiting to see how horses come back and probably having a harder look at the three-year-olds this year as well, given what happened last year.
And of the Melbourne Majors, cups-wise, who's your A team? And are there internationals coming out that you've purchased or any clients have bought?
We've just had one land called Mind the Crack. Very exciting horse. He just arrived to the stable yesterday. There's a few others that was looking at that are still over there that are racing at the moment. So, should have a nice hand. There's a or South Pacific, who's already had one run here, and Lord Belvedere, who's been in good form recently, he probably deserves a crack at at qualifying as well.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be an exciting spring, as it always is for Mar Racing. Let's find a winner this weekend, middle of winter, but there's still races to be won. And the Felon was really good on debut on the synthetic as he trained on this two-year-old colt.
Yeah, he's a really nice horse. He was impressive and did everything right his first start. And we had a look at last weekend, but we didn't think we could beat Mick Price's horse, so... we did a bit of a ring around and got an idea of what was going to run this week, and we thought this was going to be a more easier race. So, and it looks like it's come up a little bit softer than last weekend. So, and the 14 shouldn't be a worry either.
Is he a horse that you think's got spring potential, or what's his future hold, do you think?
He's a horse that's... yeah, he could do. He seems to be very progressive, you know. Even since he ran the penny drop with him quite a bit. So, you know, he's a progressive horse. He's a full brother to Ken's Dream, actually, who was a genuine racehorse for Darren Weir and now us. And, yeah, he looks like he's, you know, he's got to the races probably a bit earlier and he will improve into his three-year-old year.
You got Thought of That in Turidan racing over the 2000, and you would have been rapt to see Thought of That come back and fight the way he did last start.
Yeah, I was, actually. Yeah, he was out looking for form, and we just had to wait one for tracks, and he doesn't seem to like to get his feet too wet. But yeah, I was wrapped and out for the 2000. He loves Caulfield, and he's trained on beautifully. He worked well on Tuesday morning here.
He's back.
He's back. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he'd almost be winning on Saturday despite the heavy weight. What's going on with Turidan?
Turidan, the form out of his race probably didn't get the smoothest run last time. 2000. This will be, I'd say he'll probably have a break after this run, but he worked with Thought of That on Tuesday morning, and wasn't a lot between them. Thought of That probably just had the edge over him, but I thought he worked well enough to go to the races, and on their work, you would think Thought of That would just have the edge over him.
And in the feature, the Sir John Monash, you've brought Grey Shadow. She's been a busy girl up north of the border. You've brought her down for Saturday's event. Obviously, she's going well. What are your thoughts about the field on Saturday?
That field, it'll be interesting whether the Cummings horse, well, I was having a chat to McKent Jr. yesterday about whether, it'll make the trip down or whether it's already here. I'm not sure. Similarly to Kurt Goldman's horse. So, that race could drop away. And she's been a very genuine race mare. Just looking for a bit of black type before she goes to the breeding barn. So if she could place or win, she's got a good record on top of the ground, but I've trialled her a couple of times on very wet, rain-affected surfaces, and she's trialled very well. So doesn't really matter what the track turns out. You still handle it. But, she's got a good chance of hopefully getting that bit of elusive black type.
All right. Have you got a winner for us today at Sale? You got a few runners?
For Liar, it's been ever so consistent. And I'm hoping today she can break through and win her maiden in race four.
Well, people have been waiting a while, so today's the day.
The moons are aligned today.
All right. Fingers crossed for Falaya in race four today after five placings from nine starts. Good on you, Kieran. Good luck over the weekend.
All right. Thanks very much, Michael.
Kieran Maher joining us there. So Kieran Maher's not two-faced. Says it's not